Blog Talk Radio. not by might, not by power, by your spirit, God, send your spirit,
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my that you have won again. Let your power flow. Lift your name is called. Prove the doubt and wrong.
Hallelujah.
Oh yeah. You're still mighty and strong. God, I need you. Fight this battle for me.
I can't do it,
hey. And help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends. Oh, I wish I had a witness here tonight,
yeah.
That you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. Every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty.
Lord,
you're still mighty and strong. So this is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Anybody needing to fight some battles in here? This is what I need you to do, Lord.
Fight this battle.
I can't do it.
that you have won again.
You won.
You have won.
Thank
you. You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again.
You have won again.
You brought me out so many times.
You have
You're a healer.
I didn't even know how I was gonna make it, but oh,
you pulled me through.
You're a winner. Time after time, you, my husband could do. You're a champion. You're undefeated. Because you did it for me, you brought me out, you made a way.
Yes, he did.
Got you. I give you glory. I bless your name.
Let me give him praise.
Because you won.
Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. It is Wednesday, Thursday. Whew. I'm super excited about the woman of God that will be coming on this morning, Prophetess Yolanda Reed. Get your pen and paper together and get ready to hear word from the Lord, because he downloaded something inside of the woman of God just for you on today. Remember, don't lose focus. Don't fold. Keep pushing through. Just want to give a shout out to all the countries that's listening in, United States, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Hong Kong, Guatemala, all the countries that's listening in. Thank you guys for tuning in. We know that you can openly praise God like we can, but know on this side of the globe that you have people that's praying and interceding for you. I know it might look weary right now. Trust me, we understand. But you know, and if you don't know, let me tell you about somebody that who can save anybody. He can save you. He can change your life. Once you have an experience with the Father, I'm here to tell you, your life will never be the same. Don't focus on what's going around you. Don't focus on what people are doing. Put your feet down. Get them planted. And understand that God made you here for a reason. You're not a mistake. He needs you. You need him. He's right there with you. Remember, the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. It's us that leave him. And I'm here to tell you, keep pushing through, woman of God. God has so much in store for you. You're a daughter of a king. Understand that, again, you are a daughter of a king. You might not feel like it. You might want to give up and throw in the towel. But somebody's dependent on you to get yourself together. Somebody's dependent on you to let them know you made it through. They can make it through, too. Remember, we are on here to encourage, inspire, and uplift each other. The number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak. This is a no-judgment zone. We're not on here to judge you, but we are on here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you. Hold on. It's a miracle on the way. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak and know that God got you. Please don't forget that woman of God. The Lord is right there with his arms wide open, waiting on you to come in. Don't be like Jonah and ran. Ooh, that's the worst thing you can do. Talking from experience, but that is a part of life. What I love about God, even in our foolishness, he still loves us. He's going to go to a musical break, and when we'll be back, I will bring the woman of God on. Remember, share so something else can hear what the Lord has said to you today. We'll be right back.
I thank you for it all. The good, bad, the ugly, great and small. The times of victory and when I fall. I'm so grateful that I'm still standing tall. I thank you for my tears. The pain helped me overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is the God. All that you brought me through. And everything I survive, it's all because of you.
I thank you for it all. The good, bad, the ugly, great and small. I'm so grateful that I'm still standing tall. All that I am is because of all that you brought me through. Everything I survive is all because of you. I'm grateful for you.
Well, good morning, good morning. Again, thank him for it all because he woke you up this morning. Not for the alarm clock. That's not nobody tapping on your shoulder. Our Father woke you up on this morning. Well, I'm not going to prolong the time. I'm going to present the psalm and introduce the other. One of my prayer warriors, one of my sisters in Christ, Prophet Yolanda Reed. Good morning, woman of God. How are you?
Good morning. Blessed, and how are you?
I'm blessed by the best. Look, the floor is yours. I'm ready to eat this morning because I truly need it. Let the Lord use you like I know he's going to.
Thank you, Apostle. I want to say good morning to all to let you know to stay and be encouraged in God because without God, we can't do nothing. We need God to live. We need God to survive. We need God in everything that we do. It's by the grace of God and by the favor of God that we have and we're able to do what we're able to do. I want to share with you in Scripture, Matthew 6:33, where it talks about, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I want to share with you Matthew 11:22, which says, and all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive. Without faith, we can't do nothing. When we go to prayer and God, we have to have faith and belief that he's going to do it. I want to share a testimony briefly before I begin in the Holy Spirit to pray for you all. And that is, I spoke to my aunt this morning. We had a visit around the 4th of July with my other aunt, who is, both of these are my mother's sisters. And we got a call from a cousin who's a three-time repeat offender. And she was telling us that they gave her 29 years. We got off the phone. We couldn't believe it. We kept asking her, you saying 2 to 9 or 29? But she kept saying 29. So when we got off the call with her, we sat down, and my aunt said, you know what, let's pray. We all took time to pray. I got a testimony today. Instead of her getting 29 years, she going to be out in months. They dropped all the charges. You cannot tell me that prayer doesn't change things. We prayed, we believed God, and forgot about it, and God manifested. We got to trust God in so much that we have faith, we believe, we pray, and then walk away from it and know that it's already done. I come in prayer now. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for another day, another opportunity you have brought and kept us. You bless us to see another day to live. And God, we want to give you praise, glory, and honor. God, I deny my flesh for your Holy Spirit to take in control of praying for your people. Because when the Holy Ghost is in control, he knows exactly what to pray for. And God, I give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. I repent of all my sins. Rather in thoughts, ways, deeds, things I should have done and didn't do, I put it all at your feet. And I sat down and allowed your Holy Spirit to be in control. In your name, Jesus, I come before you, O God, thanking you again for another opportunity that you have blessed us to have activity of our limbs, eyes to see, ears to hear, to be able to live. Thank you for a place to stay. Thank you for food to eat. Thank you for clothes on our backs, shoes on our feet. Thank you for even being alive. We thank you, God, because you are a provider. God, you are a way maker. God, you are everything that is good and everything that's great. Despite on what's going on in the world, you are still on the throne. You are still in control. Lord, I pray that you will allow us to keep our focus and our mind stayed on you. Because when we keep our mind stayed on you, your word says you will keep us in perfect peace. I'm talking about that peace and that joy that passes all understanding. With chaos and hells breaking loose all around us, you are keeping our minds. You are keeping our focus. You're blessing us to have a joy and a skip in us, to give you glory, to give you praise, to be thankful and grateful. Lord, I apologize for we're not seen to be not thankful and grateful enough, oh God, because no matter what we go through in life, Lord, there's somebody out there got it worse than us. Somebody's battling something that we would say we will never battle, but never say never, because with God, we can do all things. Lord, because you are that strength that we need to get through and do what we need to do. We need to keep the joy of the Lord in us to have that strength, oh God, to get through and do what we have to do. We can't do this race fast. We can't do this race strong. We got to endure this thing to the end. We have to pace it according to how you will have us pace it. Lord, I pray for your people right now. I pray from all over the world, God. Those that are babes in Christ and those that have been in you so long that they know better, but yet they get caught up into the world and the cares of life, oh God. When you are in control, you say that these things is going to happen, but not to be discouraged because you have already overcome that. We have you dwelling within us. You have given us power over Satan and his tricks and his schemes. Lord, you said that we have power because of Jesus Christ, because of the Holy Ghost. We plead the blood of Jesus over it all, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, no matter what somebody is going through, no matter what somebody is dealing with, oh God, bless them to encourage themselves. If they had to look back for where they came from, if they had to look back when there was a time that they didn't have a job, if they had to look back when a time when they didn't have a place to stay, but they didn't have food to eat. Lord, I pray that they will remember how good you are and keep pressing towards the mark of the high calling, which is in you, Lord Jesus Christ. God, I pray every stronghold of the enemy, all the distractions in the world, Lord, that's keeping us off balance, looking at, I got a student loan, and it needs to be wiped off. Oh, the government going to come through and wipe that clear. Oh, that's been on my record. I've been battling that thing, and I've not been able to get this, and I haven't been able to get that because this keeps coming up. And then they say, you know what? The Supreme knocked it down. Woo! But our trust, our belief is in you. We have to have the faith and the belief that we're not dependent on man. Because, unfortunately, I don't care who is in control of the White House. I don't care who is in control of the government. God has the key in his hand. If you trust, you pray, you believe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God will bring it to pass. I've seen debts relief. I've seen and heard testimonies of a young lady was going for lawyers, and $380,000 in student debt got wiped clean because she had faith and believed, and she was on a path that she was trusting God, and she was not leaning to her own understanding, that God directed and guided her and told her it was going to be wiped clean. She kept getting letters talking about her debt was wiped clean. If he can do it for her, who say he can't do it for us? God, I'm believing, I'm trusting, and I'm praying for your people, Lord, that they will trust and believe and not take their eyes off of you. We got to seek you first, God, in everything that we do. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that we will seek you first in everything that we do, no matter how small, how little, how big, how in between. I don't care if it's the way we wear our hair, the way we dress, how we talk to others, oh God. And the only one that can teach us is the Holy Ghost. God, we thank you for the Holy Ghost, that he's our comforter, God. We thank you that he's our everything. He brings things to our remembrance when we forget how good you are. He gives us a conscience, a conviction when we are wrong, God. I thank you, God, that you don't allow us to stay in our mess. I thank you, God, that you don't allow us to live any kind of way. I thank you, God, that we have a purpose for our lives. I thank you, God, for everything you constantly is doing, despite where it looks chaotic, where the weather is out of control, storms are out of control, people are losing things left and right, and we complain and we bicker instead of us falling to our knees and repenting and asking God, Lord, forgive us of our sins. Forgive us for allowing us to be distracted. Forgive us, Lord, in getting caught up in worldly things. And there's nothing wrong with having a beautiful car, a beautiful home. It's nothing wrong of having money in the bank where it overflows. But when it becomes first before God, it's a problem. Because God is the giver of life. He is the one that we have to answer to, what we have done doing what we have done. And God gets the glory and the honor because he's a jealous God. You can't put no one before God. And God, I want to thank you for everything you constantly are doing in our lives. You are an amazing, awesome, wonderful God. No matter what, I pray for the wailing women of God. Where are they? Our babies, Lord Jesus, are dying in these streets. Our babies are being taken out of here before they time. Where are the praying women that will stand in the gap? Where is the mothers that's hurting over their lost babies? Where is our generation of women that is there for other women? Not looking at, I don't have women, friends, because they keep up a bunch of mess. Lord, forgive us. Lord, bless us to be able to pray consistently and wrap our arms around our mothers who lost children, mothers who never had children, and mothers that had children they took as their own and lost them. Where is our comfort for them? Where is our encouragement for them? Why are we not praying for our children? Lord, I stand in the gap today to pray for our children, our babies, our teenagers, our college students that's more influenced with TikTok. They are more influenced in their devices. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. They caught up in a lot of foolishness that has nothing to do with God. My God, my Lord, Jesus, have mercy. Our babies, God. Oh, my successful babies, Jesus, have mercy. You have given us a heart and a mother's heart to love our children, even when they may not biologically us, but they are ours. Because we are the women that are standing again for our babies, for our children, even for our men, our young men, oh God. Jesus, have mercy. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will intervene, oh God. You say you will raise up a nation that will obey, a young nation, and the enemy is after our young people, Lord. Where are the wailing women? Where are the intercessors, oh God, that goes in and pray and stand in the gap for our people, for our babies, for our children, our young women, our young men? Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I pray, God, in Jesus' name, God, that you will intervene and save our children, God. I pray, God, that you will bring forth a revival in the land that will bring our young people to, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they will cry out, Lord, I want to be saved. Because when they get saved and they get real about God, they don't turn it loose. They got a hunger and a thirst, and it needs to be filled by Jesus Christ. It needs to be filled with the Holy Spirit. They need to be guided, and they need to have examples around them of people that their word is their word. They will be there for you. They will encourage you. They won't have an attitude talking about you too young, but they will encourage them. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. God, you're the only one that can do it. Nobody like you. Lord Jesus, nobody like you. We stand in the gap for them. We stand in the gap for the women all over the world, God, that's been molested, that's been abused physically, mentally, oh God. Jesus, have mercy. Where their self-esteem is so low. And the enemy sends somebody along in their lives to disrupt their life, to hurt their lives, to damage them, and they don't have enough self-esteem to put their head up and walk. They walk with their head down in disgrace. They made up in their mind that they ain't going to never be nothing. Lord, they ain't going to never do nothing. So I might as well get on drugs. I might as well drink. I might as well have more than one. I'm going to be about the money. Huh? But Lord, those things don't satisfy us like you do. Those things don't fill us like you do. Those things don't keep us like you do. And God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will raise your women up, God. In the name of Jesus, that we won't be judgmental, but Lord God Jesus, that we will stand in the gap and we will hold these women up. And how do we do that? We give testimonies. We wasn't always saved. Hallelujah. We wasn't always believing in you, Lord. We've been there, done that, Lord. But we hold it. We don't give the testimony. We don't encourage them that you can come out of this, that you are loved, that you are beautiful, despite what you have done. God will forgive you. Where is our women? I'm talking about the righteous women of God to encourage our young women, huh? To let them know, as long as you, God forgives, you're going to overcome this. There's greatness in you, my sister. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Why come we get so caught up in ourselves, God, that we forget how you brought us out? Oh, my God. Jesus, have mercy. Put a conviction in us, oh, God, to give our testimonies. Lord, work on us to be open and honest. Work on us to be transparent. Hallelujah. To show them and be examples. He did it for me. He'll do it for you. No, nothing's too hard for God. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, my God, my Lord. Jesus, deliver your women, God. Set them free, God. Touch their hearts, prick their hearts, and they will open up and allow you to fully come in, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, he sana la bossa, he cantana la la sanderiosa. Hallelujah! In the name, in that name, a name that's above every name, and that name is Jesus, 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 Jesus. Ha! The blood of Jesus. Ha! The blood of Jesus that cleanses. Hallelujah! The blood of Jesus that protects. Ha! Oh, Lord, even the enemy can't come up against the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I see it. I see it. I thank you, God, for the vision. I thank you, God, for you raising up women. Hallelujah. All over the world to encourage, to take a stand in the name of Jesus, praying for our women. Those that are out there, long as they still living, God, they still have an opportunity to come in the fold. Hallelujah. Heavens rejoice over a new soul being saved. I don't care how old they are. It's still not late. Long as they still living, long as they still breathing. In the mighty name of Jesus. For our single women, oh God, Jesus, have mercy. Oh, Lord, bless them. To come out of that life of sin, to keep, sustain for fornication, God, and anything else that disagrees, with your will is for our life, oh God, and that you will heal them of the hurt, God, that you will comfort them and give them peace, Lord. Give them strength, God, because we can't do nothing without you. I pray, oh God, as they study your word and learn your word, that they will allow the Holy Ghost to come in and give them understanding of it. And I pray, God, you will put a hedge around them, oh God, and you will keep them until it be your will to bless them with the husband. Don't bless them with just anybody, but bless them with the household of faith. Bless them with a man that will love them and keep them and watch over them and provide and protect them, that will pray with them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that he is faithful and loyal to God, and God will guide him in everything that he do, and he will have patience with her in the name of Jesus, and she will have patience with him. She will be delivered from all the past relationships where she hurt, where when she see him, that she will know he is the one. And when he see her, he will know she is the one. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for your barren women, Jesus, your young women, no matter how old, oh God, that always cried and wanted to give birth and was not able to give birth, oh God. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will heal their wounds, God. Heal their wounds, God, that they will give birth. Birth in the spirit. Those be in your will because you know what's best. Hallelujah. As long as they have faith and believe, you can bring it to pass. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let us not abort our assignments. Let us not abort, God, what you have given us to do. Lord, allow us carry it to full till we deliver, and let it be healthy and anointed, oh God, and that you will be glorified because of it. Because of you, we have what we have. We're able to do what we're able to do because of you, God. What we take for granted, Lord, forgive us. Forgive us, God, getting up in the morning and not acknowledge you, Lord. Forgive us, oh God, for getting in the car and driving and not even praying, Lord. Protect my going out and my coming in. Am I coming in and my going out? Cover me. Cover my family. Lord, for those in our family, oh God, that say they know you, but their lives do not match up, I pray, God, that you will bring them into the fold. I pray deliverance for them. I pray, Lord, you do whatever it takes for them to get saved, whatever it takes to bring them to you, to acknowledge you, to repent and to accept you fully, and their lives will change, oh God, that they will seek you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, you're the only one that can do what you do. God, you are awesome, wonderful, amazing, glorious. God, there is none greater than you. Can't nobody do it, Lord, but you. God, I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. I cannot thank you for enough for what all you have done. Hallelujah. You have done miracles. And how I know you did miracles, because you've been many miracles in my life. Hallelujah. I thank you for healing me from sarcoidosis. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My lungs was covered. My limbs, my ankles would swell so bad. Oh, God, I was in so much pain. I couldn't walk too much. I would get out of breath. Hallelujah. I got on steroids. Doctor, I would go and see him, and I didn't know what sarcoidosis was. Oh, God. But it said it runs in the bloodline of Black Americans. God, and it just lays dormant in your body. Then it appears. My God, my Lord, but I remember hearing in my ear when you said, Yolanda, this is not unto death. Ha! Glory be to God, meaning that this illness is not going to take you out. I give you glory, because today I'm not on no meds for that. Hallelujah. Went to the lung doctor, and I hadn't seen him in 5 years. He said, your lungs look better than they did 5 years ago. You can't tell me that God don't work miracles. And God, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Because so many people have had this same illness and didn't make it. But I'm here to tell you, we serve a God that heals. We serve a God that delivers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray, God, I intercede for your women, oh God, those that are battling illnesses, oh God, of any kind. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I claim healing. In the name of Jesus, from the top of the head to the soles of their feet, whether they're dealing with heart conditions, diabetes, cancer, even hair loss, God, even stress, Jesus, lupus, sarcoidosis, in the name of Jesus, touch your people for healing, even their eyesight, Lord, even their mind, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, you can keep our mind if we keep our mind stayed on you. Oh, my God, Lord Jesus, sometimes you can go through a lot of things, but your word says many are the afflictions of the righteous. Hallelujah. But, God, you deliver us out of them all. Many people go through a lot, but because they're not with God and ain't got God in them, they don't get all out of that stuff. But God said he will deliver us out of it all. No matter what you're dealing with on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is going to deliver you out of them all. He says he does. I believe his word. When heaven and earth passes away, his word going to continue to stand. His word going to continue to be there. We thank you, God. You are awesome, God. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. God, I go forth in the name of Jesus to those that have money held up. Jesus, have mercy. Those that have money held up, that's owed to them, and they going through tons and tons of paperwork. Jesus, have mercy. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will release that money right now. And Lord, when you release it, I pray that you will give them wisdom before they get it. Oh, God, that you will prepare them before they get it so that they will spend money wisely. But first of all, to get back to your kingdom, to put you first. In the mighty name of Jesus, loose money, God. In the name of Jesus, money coming. Money coming in the name of Jesus. Such a way they will overflow in the name of Jesus. Expect more than what you thought you was going to get. Hot almost, God going to do it in such a way that you going to know it was him. You ain't going to be able to get no credit to the lawyer. Hello? You will not be able to credit somebody else for giving you advice, because all glory belongs to God, and he is worthy. Woo! Just wait on it. Hallelujah. Believe on it. Pray about it and walk away from it. Ha! Trust and believe that it's already done. Ha! In the name of Jesus, I ask God to dispatch your angels over your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, fight their battles, oh God. In the name of Jesus, allow them to keep pressing towards you, God. Bless them, and not to, I rebind the spirit of depression. In the name of Jesus, I buy any and everything that's not of God. In the name of Jesus, and I send it back from whence it come. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind witchcraft in the name of Jesus, voodoo in the name of Jesus. Those that are caught up in narcissist relationships, I plead the blood of Jesus. Lord, I pray you will bring your people out. Ooh, Lord, keep them close to you. In the name of Jesus, when you bring them out and make them strong, Lord, let them go back and bring others out. Ha! For your glory, in the name of Jesus. You didn't deliver and save us, oh God, just for us, but you delivered and saved us for others. Ha, God, Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. My Lord, my God, and my Savior. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, touch and bless your people, God. Jesus, they come up against so much stuff. Jesus, see that we bring forth the word of God, and we got to encourage and be a blessing. Hallelujah, Sunday the Father. The world has its ways, and they're pulling in by the thousands. Jesus, have mercy. Look upon your people. Look upon your people, God. Woo, Jesus, not the whole God, just to ourselves, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Life and death is in our tongue. Lord, bless us to be careful what we say out of our mouths. We shouldn't be walking around talking about I'm broke, I don't have this, and I don't have that. We got to begin to say, even if we don't see it yet, we got to believe it, that God will provide. Hallelujah. David said, I was young and now I'm old, but I've never seen a righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Word also tell you that the day of famine that we will be satisfied. Whether you was getting help from the governor or not, and they decided to cut you off. God is your source. God is your provider. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my Lord, my Savior. He is. We go through a lot, because there's got to be a testimony given, that God got me through this, and God did that for me. I'm still standing, I'm still alive because of God, and God blesses, and you know how you know you bless a God, because you don't look like nothing that you don't been through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Everywhere I go. Hallelujah. I know God is with me. Hallelujah. Raising my grandbabies, I thank you, God. Hallelujah. They want to take on this task, but I'm doing it. And I go in with my grandbabies, and they tell me, you the mother. I have to keep correcting and tell them, no, I'm Nana. But God, you keeping me. You keep me youthful. Hallelujah. Because the glory of God rests upon me. The Holy Spirit dwells in me. When you allow God to keep you. Hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus, he will keep you. The beauty of God shines through you. Ha. It's in your hair. It's in your skin. Ha. It's in your walk. It's in your life. Hallelujah is the way you talk and the way you carry yourself, that you are set apart. You're different. You can't blend in with everybody, even though we are called, hallelujah, to be there for the sinner, for them to be saved, to live a life so that God will be glorified. But at the same time, you still stick out. And ain't nothing wrong with that. That's a great thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for all you have done. Thank you, God, for what you're doing right now, God. Be with our men, God. Be with our men all over the world, because they're known to be the head, God. Oh, my Lord Jesus, be with our men, touching them the top of their heads, soles of their feet, Lord. Lord, be with them, guide and keep them, Lord. Protect them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Deliver our men back to you, oh, God. Oh, God, Jesus, have mercy. Oh, Lord, those that have not been fathers to their children, Jesus, have mercy while they're still alive. There's still opportunity, oh, God. Oh, my God, and a lot of times, God, they didn't have fathers, oh God, just be example for them so they can be a father. But God, you said when mother and father forsake us, that you would take us up. Lord, take your men up, oh God. Put the elderly men over the men, our young men, to show them and teach them. Oh God, give them the heart to be open, to willing to learn and to grow. Hallelujah. Allow our men to even have children that they take under their wings to teach in the name of Jesus, to show them and let them know about experience and how good God is and how far we came along, how the world used to be, huh? Not necessarily it's going to get better, but we have more access to different things that we didn't have years ago. But God, I pray, oh God, for our men, oh God, even in our churches all over the world, our men police, our men doctors, oh Lord, have mercy, Jesus, our men paramedics, our men firemen, Jesus, our men in corporate, all the way down to our men that's a janitor, God. In the name of Jesus, all of them have been through something, God, where they can encourage somebody else. They've all been through something, oh God, because they're working, oh God. They're not taking an easy way out. And that easy way out does not mean good things. Be with our men, God, that's in prison, God, behind bars. Jesus, have mercy. We pray for salvation. We pray for deliverance. In the name of Jesus, Lord, be with our men, that they don't be repeat offenders, oh God. Lord, bless with more opportunities when they come out, oh God. And even those that don't get out, God, that they would minister to those that are still in there. Oh God, be with our men, Lord. Be with our men all over the world. Jesus, because the enemy hates family. He hates the man. He hates marriages. I pray for marriages all over the world that God has brought together, that God has ordained, that God will continue to keep these marriages. They will continue to be examples, that they will encourage others, oh Lord Jesus. It's so easy to say, I'm going to get married, and then I'm going to get a divorce. Jesus will not even stand in the gap of loving that individual and being with that individual until death do us part. Lord Jesus, have mercy. Jesus, have mercy. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the Lord for the marriages that's lasting a year to 50 years, to 60 years, to 80 years. Oh, God, it's still not too late. Continue to strengthen and bless the marriage because you honor marriage, and therefore we should honor marriages, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we pray for marriages, oh, God. Continue to bless them that they will lack nothing in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless them to be as one in the name of Jesus. Be with your people, God, all over the world, oh, God. Jesus, have mercy, my Lord, my God, my Savior. We give you glory. We give you praise. Continue to bless us throughout this day. Continue to bless us as we go forth. Continue to get the glory out of our lives, God, because, again, we're nothing without you. God, Lord, destroy every yoke of the enemy, everything that comes to attack us, everything to come to destroy us. We know that your word says all things work together for the good for those who love you, who's called according to your purpose. But, God, at the same time, God, continue to bless your people despite what we're going through, to continue to give you praise, continue to give you glory, because when we get to praising you and thanking you, oh, the burdens of what we're going through, whatever was on our mind giving us a hard time, we soon forget. Ah, because you will get caught up in you and caught up in your goodness, God, and you will help us to get through all that we need to get through. You will help us to overcome all we got to overcome. But we acknowledge you, God, because we ain't nothing without you, Lord. You are amazing. You're awesome, God. Continue to bless the ministries all over the world. In the mighty name of Jesus. For God is God. Great is God. He not a little son that he yet of us. God is amazing. God is awesome. He cannot a little son that he yes. God answers and he hears your prayers. Hallelujah. But you got to pray in faith and believe that he's going to do it. How cannot a little. You have a childlike faith. He cannot a little. Even as a child who loved their daddy can't do no wrong. They ask their daddy for something and they believe daddy going to do it. We got to have that same type of mindset. Hallelujah. We have to have childlike faith where we don't have no doubt whatsoever. Hallelujah. What do I pray for you say? Ha! Glory be to God. Long as you stay in the word of God. Ha na 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 sa. And allow the Holy Spirit to come, and the Holy Spirit will give you words to say. He make noises that only he and God knows. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit intercedes on our behalf. Hallelujah. There's none greater than Jesus. There's none greater than the Holy Spirit. And there's definitely none greater than God. Keep your faith and your belief in God. Though no matter what you're going through, give him glory. From the time you wake up to the time you lay down in your bed, you give him glory and you thank him. Hallelujah. Don't complain despite what it looks like. Hallelujah. Despite what you feel. We can't serve God based on our feelings. We got to serve God in spirit and in truth. We got to serve God in faith and belief that he can do it, because there's nothing, nothing too hard for God. God, we give you glory, we give you praise and honor. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Such a powerful, powerful prayer.
Jeez.
Just what the Lord told you to do on today. Don't you never lose focus. We know that we're all going through a test to show someone that we made it through that. You can definitely make through it as well. Keep leaning on to God. Keep trusting and believing him. Standing on his word. I say this yep. all the time. Stand on yes. his word. You have to physically stand on that Bible. Because Chief and
yes.
I did it before. One thing I
yes.
know for sure, God's word will never come back void. Thank
yes.
you for being obedient and doing just what the Lord told you to do. See, that's what's needed in this season. It's not about
yes.
us.
No.
It's all about glorifying the word of God.
Yes.
Iron sharpens iron.
Yes.
Speaking life into someone. Even the
yes.
strong get weary. What people don't understand, even the strong
yes.
get weary. But what
yes.
do you do in that weary season? Do you fold
yes.
or do you fully lean on Jesus? Remember, 2 Corinthians 5 and 7 says to walk by faith and
yes.
not by sight.
Yes.
What are you walking by? Where is your faith?
Yes.
Are you trusting and believing in him? Because we know he can do it. He'll make a way out of no way.
Yes, he will.
He will make
Ooh,
a way
yes,
out of no way.
Yes,
what words would you like to leave on this morning, specifically for the women that's going through right now, that's thinking that they can't do this, they're tired, they want to tap out, they just want to throw in the towel. Kids acting crazy, husband acting crazy, job going crazy. You might be down to 25 sitting in your account. What would you want to tell them on this morning?
My thing to leave with them this morning, that to remember God's word, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And a lot of times when it is so difficult and chaos is everywhere, your husband is carrying on crazy, your children out of control, and you know you raised them better than that, you got to steal away to God and you got to pray. And you got to speak to God as if though you was talking to a person. And you let God know how you feeling. God, I want to quit so bad. But I'm trusting and believing in you. But God gave me that strength to continue to be there for my husband, to be a loyal, faithful, and devoted wife, to continue to do my duties, not taking out on him because he doing me wrong or he talking to me crazy, to still be a mother to my children, to stand in the gap. I ask for your wisdom. He said that we will have to be wise as serpents, but harmless as doves. With loving excuse me, loving kindness have I drawn thee. You still have to be able to love despite it all. And that means you got to get in the car and go for a ride and talk to God. When you get through talking to God, God will touch your heart and he will encourage you and he will strengthen you. And then when you come back, he will give you that wisdom on how to deal with them. Sometimes we have to hold our peace a lot of times for God to fight it. Because a person wants to argue, as long as you arguing back with them, then there's an argument. But when you hold your peace and don't say nothing, they arguing by themselves. After a while, they'll stop. They be like, what is wrong with me? I'm crazy. So I'm still arguing. They get to looking strange. I've seen it happen too many times. It's when you stand in the gap because the enemy will come at you through the person that's the closest to you. That's what he does. And it's sad they allow the enemies to use them. And we can contest it as well because we have been used by the enemy to come in us and use us and got in our own flesh. A lot of times it be our flesh. But at the same time, be encouraged. Don't quit. Don't give up. Because God knows how much we can bear. When he knows when we can't take no more. He knows when we're at the end of our rope and he's not going to leave us hanging. I've prayed, I've cried, I've drove in the vehicle on my way to work crying. God, I said, I got ran through my back ups against the wall. It was on my birthday. I was crying out to God, and then all of a sudden, instead of me complaining, I started praising him. When I got off work on my way back home, my daughter called me and said, Mom, you got a check in the mail. I had enough money not only to pay my rent, buy groceries, put gas back in my car, pay some bills. I had money left over to go to the store and shop and buy what I wanted to buy and still had money left over. So I'm telling you as a witness that don't give up, don't quit. When it gets too hard, you talk to God, to yourself. Don't talk to nobody else. Talk to God. God will touch different ones to touch their heart and give them to you. And you have prayed about something and you didn't have it. I have a sister of mine that I was we was at the same church at the time, and I'm like, Lou, I got to come up with my guitar paper. Just and I met her at a party. She said, you know, I went shopping for you and got you some toilet paper. I started crying. Why are you crying? I said, you just don't know. I didn't have no money for no toilet paper, and you did not know, but God touched you to do this for me, and I'm grateful. So when you believe God, you trust God, you pray to God, when it gets too hard, you go to him, it's between you and him. Ain't nobody spreading your business talking about, oh, she can't handle it. I thought she was all that. You ain't got to worry about that coming out. If they come out with anything, it's going to be lies because you're not talking to different ones that's spreading your business, as they would say. God is a keeper. He's a keeper of promises. He is a keeper of words you tell to him. He's a keeper of what you're facing, what you're dealing with. And the Holy Spirit knows. And when he sends somebody your way to touch heart, God don't already talk to that person. There are people that's not fully in the face of God, but they tell you, I'm blessing you with this, and I don't know why I'm doing it, but I'm blessing you with this. That's because God touched their hearts. God has no respect to persons who he will bless to tell you or do things for you. Out of the mouths of babies, he even touched babies to speak to you, to encourage you, to remind you, to love on you. You're going through a lot, and your grandbaby or your baby mom just gave you a hug out of nowhere. And you be like, why are they hugging on me? Because they know you're going through something, and God touched them to hug you, to encourage you. Be encouraged. If you had to look in the mirror, look at yourself and say, I'm beautiful. I'm wonderfully made. Speak words. Speak the scripture. Speak what God says about you, that this race is you enduring. It may not happen overnight, or it may happen in days. It may happen in months. It may happen in years. But believe and trust God that his timing is right on time. Right on time. Never too early, never too early, never too late, but right on time. And how you know it, God, when he blesses you, it blows your mind. You have to take a seat and sit back to keep from passing out of how great he is and how he answers prayer. So my encouragement for you as a woman of God, be a virtuous woman. Don't let it stop you for doing the will of God. Let it not stop you for loving anyway. Let it not stop you for being kind anyway. Let it not stop you for being all that God purposed and called you to be. Let it not stop you for praising God. Let it not stop you from praying. Never let it stop you for being grateful and thankful. Let it not stop you for keeping your faith in God. And such things that you make faith moves. If you believe in God for a better place to stay, get your box and start packing. If you believe God for a new job, hallelujah, you stay on that job till God releases you from it and he blesses you with another. Well, you can give a 2 weeks notice. You start bringing your personal stuff home, hallelujah, and he will work it out. If you even work asking God to help you, to bless you with a job, and you ain't working right now, you go by faith and you start getting your clothes together, what you're going to wear for your interview. You start getting your clothes together for work, and you start getting things together for what you're going to eat for lunch. Get you a lunch bag. All you got to believe God, and then you got to make a move, and you got to make a faith move, because faith without works is dead. We got to make a faith move. If you believe in God for a husband, you keep praying and you keep trusting God and ask God to prepare you for that husband. Because believe me, when God blesses you with a husband, he's already got him prepared. You just ask God to work on you. Because we get married and we get caught up in the hype of marriage and having a husband. We forgot how all in details it ain't all his fault. And it's not all your fault. But at the same time, you got to allow God to prepare you. You can't come in this marriage time, you call him, he don't answer the phone. You thinking about what John did to you. and you think he's cheating or whatever. It could be that his phone dead. Or it could be that he's in a meeting and he forgot his phone in the car. It could be the littlest things, and you snap off. Knowing that God bless you with this man, you allow your old ways, your old set of mind, what happened to you before. You pray to ask God to prepare you, to deliver you from all the hurt, to destroy every soul tie so that it's not going into your marriage. Don't let God, ask God to help you to get rid of all the excess baggage you don't need to be carrying. What happened to you as a child? What happened, You don't trust no man. I'm independent. I don't need no help. I don't need you to pump my gas. I don't need you to open my door. Come on. Let that man be a man. Let that man love you. Let that man be there for you. That man giving and being there and being in your face, and he's sitting down listening to your words. He's encouraging you. You want to go back to school, he encourages you in that. He making sure you have whatever you need. He making sure you're taken care of. He gets on his knees and he prays with you. He prays for you. You get sick, he takes care of you. And we so busy looking at the past and what happened to us, we can't even enjoy what's right there with us. So I pray totally that you get delivered and set free and filled with the Holy Spirit and the love in your heart. And while you're waiting, that God works on that for you, that you have no bitter in your heart or no resentment and judgmental. So when God blesses you with whom he has for you, you receive it and enjoy it. It's not going to be perfect, but it's going to be close to perfect as possible because God is going to be within it. Allow God to be in your union. Make decisions and pray together and set goals and do things together. As women, be encouraged. Be there for your child. Encourage your child. Look at the good things in your child. Don't always criticize them all the time. Oh, you don't never do nothing right. You hard-headed. You don't listen. Turn that around. Speak life. You are a gift of God. You're a gift from God. You're a beautiful child. I'm grateful for you. I'm proud of you. Oh, look how you do that. You know, you are very good at that. Just a little bit of encouragement. So they ain't got to get in these streets or hang around their friends and get encouraged and feel like they fit in with them more than they do at home. Even as Christians, we have to love our children. We have to love each other, but we have to love our children and encourage our children. And every now, put your arms around your children and pray for them and hug them and love them and know you love them. I don't know what you're going through, but have that type of relationship where your kid can talk to you about anything. And mind what you think about this. And mom, you know, this happened to me today. Find out how their day was. Encourage them. So how you doing at school? Who's your teachers? Get to know who their teachers are. Get to know who their friends are. You be that parent, but at the same time, you be that type of mother friend that they can come to you about anything, and they will respect you as a mother and treat you as a mother and not disrespect you because you're clowning them and you're putting them down. You encourage them and you speak life. Even though you don't like something they did, you be like, I'm kind of disappointed, but I want you to know that I love you and it's going to get better. You know, you got to learn from your mistakes. It's the way that you turn your words where you're not taking out on them. You tired, you got bills. I can't get this. Why you don't take care of your shoes? I can't keep buying you shoes. I can't da-da-da-da. Stop it. Stop doing that. You need another pair of shoes? Okay, God will provide. Something's gonna work out. But I just want you to, you know, be careful with stuff that you get, you know, and just show them how to appreciate the stuff that they got. And it's the way you do it. And you come in, if you're having a hard time at work, if you're having a hard time with that, don't bring that in your house. If you gotta get in the car and ride around some block, why mommy keep going around the block? Talk to God to get that out so you don't bring that mess in your house. Jesus, let your house be a sanctuary that worships God, that is grateful and thankful that the Spirit of God dwells there. So that when you have people come in your home, they be like, oh, it's so peaceful here. Oh, my God, this is beautiful. Because the glory of God is in your home. The peace of God is in your home. The word of God is in your home. The love of God is in your home. Oh, my God. and do things with your family. Do things with your family, even when you're tired. I'm going to go lay down. But we don't sit at the dinner table no more as family. We don't sit and watch movies together as family. We don't come together and have gatherings as family no more. It's a hard time. Everybody got some type of excuse because it's a lot of selfishness going on. And I don't get along with him, and I don't get along with her. But God forbid, something happened to them and they gone. Then you be reminiscing of what y'all used to do and how fun you had. You crying over in the corner and they can't get past their death because you never made it right. And some family, I understand that you have to stay away from them. All you can do is love and pray for them for a distance. Don't give up on praying for them. Don't give up on praying for them to be delivered, to get saved, and to come into the fold. You don't give up on prayer no matter what. And realize, and I always make up your mind, no matter what you're going through, somebody that don't know God is going worse, is tormented worse than you. And this too shall pass. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Father, give back what your daughter gave. I tell people. Strengthen her right now, Father God. You know the need and the desires. You know the issues and the isms, Lord. And we know that you are a way maker. We know that it's for a reason. We might not know the full totality of why everything is going on. But my God, we know that you are right there. That you have a lamb in a bush just for us.
Yes, God.
Continue to cover her children and her grandchildren. Continue to give her wisdom, Father God. Continue to open doors that no man can open. But you have your way in her life, Father God. And we thank you and we honor you. In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
How can the people contact you? How can they contact you? Probably if they want to hear from you or if they want you to speak. How can the audience contact you?
They can call, text me through my email, which is yoyoreed, R-E-E-D, at live.com. I'm also found on Facebook as Yolanda Reed.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Remember, if you want to hear from the woman of God, if you want to speak to her, let me know. You can text me at 346-419-2526 and say, Apostle, I would like to talk to the woman of God that was on today. Absolutely, I will connect you. Because remember, it's not about me. It's not about her. It's all about glorifying God and building the kingdom. I'm going to leave you with three keys this morning. Get you a Bible, whether it's King James or NIV. Get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. Whether you go online or go visit, find your church home. You're definitely welcome to join us at 6705 H Street, H-A-I-G-H-T-A, Houston, Texas, 77028, 1130 every Sunday. Bible studies at 5. I'm sorry, Bible study on Fridays at 5 p.m. Make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is preaching and walking the same thing. Now, listen to this. This is very critical when you surrender your life to Christ. These three things must line up: a Bible, a church home. You know, the man or the woman of God that you're under is preaching and walking the same thing. The old common scripture is Romans 10:9. It says, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. There's no certain way you have to go to God when you want to talk to him. You can talk to him just like we're talking to you. But go with a sincere heart. He'll see that. Don't worry about what they say. Focus on what he says. Everything glitter ain't gold, sweetheart. Everything look good ain't good. And it's not greener on the other side. But hear me well. In this day and time, you need the Lord. You need to have a relationship with the Lord because he's on his way back. All the chaos that's going on in the world, pay attention. Pay attention, people of God. He's on his way back. Get with some people that's going to encourage, inspire, and push you to where God called you to be. He can use anybody. I'm a living witness because he used me. All the chaos and hell I did in the world, he still forgave Kishima. So know this. The storm might be there. You might be going through right now. But my God, joy comes in the morning. Hold your head up. Put your armor of God on. And know that you're a child of a king. And you can beat this. Because you were built for this. He got you. He would never leave you nor forsake you. Remember, we're always here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you. You're not in this fight by yourself. Don't never lose that thought. You're not in this fight by yourself. I know you get weary. Absolutely. This is why you link up with people that's going to push you, encourage you, and say, hey, you okay today? Check on your friends. You must show yourself friendly. That's what the word says. Check on your friends. When was the last time you checked on somebody? I'll wait. When last time you just texted and said, I was thinking about you. You never know what that person is going through. Again, even the strong get weary. But hear me well. Iron sharpens iron. When you going through hell and people are trying to downgrade your character, trying to downgrade you, you're on the right path. God is going to take over. Sit back and let him drive. Remember, I still have the blessed oil. If you need it, let me know. Text me. Say, Apostle, I want some of that blessed oil. Absolutely. Text me at 346-419-2529, and I will mail it to you. Or if you're in the Houston area, we will meet and give it to you. One thing I love about my Father, he's always right there with me. Some may say they got me, and trust me, leave, they folded, but he never did. You guys have a blessed, phenomenal day. Know that the Father loves you, and you're not in this by yourself. Chief and I are here to pray, encourage, and inspire you. You can reach us at 346-419-2529. Text me and say, Apostle, I need you. If you just need prayer, say that. If you just need to talk, say that. But no, and don't you ever forget, you're not alone. Be blessed and have a phenomenal day.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. 'Cause I'm getting ready.
Vibes, maneuver the jet ski. Cause I serve a God that parted the Red Sea. Multi-million dollar commercials for Pepsi. From food stamps to more ice than Gretzky. I don't gotta talk, the Lord defends me. I watch them all fall for going against me. Cause me and all my angels shot the devil up. While you was trying to pull me down, I leveled up. I leveled up twice, I leveled up three times. He tapped them and told them she's mine. So even when I cried, I knew I'd be fine. Prepared for a miracle blessing in these times. I praise them, raise them, name it, claim it. Every tongue that rises up against me, shame it. I breathe success in and out my lungs. Got the power of life and death coming out my tongue.